It is one of the largest cities in the Great Plains region in the U.S. With the Oklahoma River winding through it and impressive skyscrapers towering in its downtown business district. Oklahoma City is home to the Red Earth Festival. The festival has been voted in the top 100 events in North America by the American Bus Association. Members of nearly 100 tribes from throughout North America gathered at the festival to celebrate and share the richness and diversity of their heritage. Dance contestants enter the festival site in a kaleidoscope of color, sound, and movement. Some 600 dancers from all over North America came here to compete. There are different dance categories. The Prairie Chicken Dance is a new category for this year. Dancer Rod Achenum comes from Canada.
What a person's supposed to be doing in the chicken dance is imitating the mating dance of a prairie chicken. You go out there, dance to celebrate life, to be happy that you're alive, to dance on Mother Earth so that your people will be more fertile and produce more children.
Native Americans use the word regalia for traditional clothing worn for ceremonial occasions. Each tribe is identified with its unique clothes, headdresses, and ornamentations.
Like when you put your regalia on, your traditional outfit or your chicken dance outfit, your grass dance outfit, all you're doing is you're dressing up your spirit. And when you get out there on the dance floor, the drum, the singing, it makes your spirit dance. So it's not really you that's out there dancing, it's your spirit.
Regalia are not only bright and beautiful, they're meaningful for Native Americans.
The longer hair is porcupine hair, and the shorter hair is deer tail, and the two feathers on top are eagle feathers. The porcupine is like it's very powerful, and you put it high on your body for honor and respect for that animal, so then therefore that he will be able to help you out. This is pretty much old, like an old style, an otter. It's revered highly for Native people because it lives in like two different worlds.
The dance competition at Red Earth is one of the rare occasions when dancers from America's northern and southern tribes can be seen together in one venue. Tyrone Gailey judges the dancing.
Northern, you would say, would probably slow down on the steps, and southern is kind of speeds up on the steps. And then you'll see the difference where the bustles, the roach, that has a lot to do with it.
Judges consider many factors when evaluating the dance routines.
The best steps, some have better steps, some are dancing better to the drum, how pretty you look, how the colors and how the rhythm looks along with your regalia.
Some 250 Indian artists display their creations in the art market area of the Red Earth Festival. Mary Howard is one of them.
Red Earth is very unique. There's a feel here that I don't really feel at the other art Indian art shows, but Red Earth is very mystical somehow, I think.
Some beans, we got some meat, we got some lettuce, we'll put a little bit of onions, put a little bit of cheese, cheddar cheese, yes, and then we'll top it off with some tomatoes, close the box up, and there you go!
Eric Osh is the public relations director for the festival.
The Red Earth Festival is an event to highlight and showcase Native American art and culture. And one of the main things that we like to do is to share cultures with everybody. So the Red Earth Festival invites people of all cultures to come to the event.
There are activities, art, and storytelling for children throughout each festival day. Mothers and daughters can enter their own category of dance competition. Each year since 1987, the Red Earth Native American Cultural Festival has attracted 25,000 visitors to Oklahoma City from around the world. Elaine Liu, VOA News.